Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fifth chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam discusses the status of an animal being rendered a drusa, an animal which had been trampled upon in a certain fashion, which makes it a treifa and is forbidden to eat. The Rambam has already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah that when the Torah speaks of the prohibition of consuming an animal which is a treifa, it refers to an animal which is on its way towards dying. Below nemar treifa, elish dibarkas behoveh. The only reason why the Torah refers to such an animal as a treifa, one which is torn apart, is because the Torah speaks of the common case, such as if a lion had attacked it, had mauled it to the point where it was broken, but was not yet dead. Halacha Beis. V'yesham chalam acher im yarub la techashiv treifa. V'hein halacha Moshe Sinai. Now, the Rambam notes, there are other types of diseases which are able to impact an animal to the point where it will be classified as a treifa, and these we know through our oral tradition stretching back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Ushmona mini treifos nemru lo Moshe Sinai. Now there are eight of these type of conditions which can render an animal a treifa that we know through our Mesorah, Ve'eluhain, and these are the eight: drusa, nekuva, chasera, netula, suka, kura, mefula, ushvura. I will leave these untranslated as the Rambam will go through each and every one. Halacha Gimel. Aval pisha kulan halacha Moshe Sinaihain, ho of ein lacha befeirish betorah ela drusa hechmirba. Even though each of these eight are things which we know through our Mesorah stretching back again to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, nonetheless, only the condition of drusa is explicit in the Torah, and therefore Chazal were more stringent regarding it. V'chol safek sheis tapek bedrusa asr. Accordingly, any situation of doubt which arises regarding an animal being a drusa makes it forbidden. Ushar shva minei treifos yesh ben smekin mutarin kemoshes bar. However, regarding the other seven potential conditions, these do have possibilities where they will be permitted, as the Rambam will explain. Lachadala. Hadrusa hu she yidrof ha'ari u'kiyotzi bo ha'behema v'yidros ala b'yada. O yidros ha'neis v'ha'nesher v'kiyotzi behen ala of. When we refer to an animal which is drusa, it means that a lion or the like had pounced upon a creature and had trampled upon it with its claws. Or if an eagle or any other bird of prey attacks a bird creature, again with its talons. Regarding a large species of animal, it can only be considered a drusa if it had been attacked by a lion. With regard to a smaller creature, such as a sheep or a goat, then it can be considered a drusa if it was attacked even by a smaller animal, such as a wolf, or anything which is bigger than a wolf. With regards to a young animal of a goat or sheep, kid or a lamb, even if it's attacked by a cat or a fox or the like, any small creature, it can become a drusa, and that also certainly applies with regards to birds. With regards to a hawk that attacks, it can make the animal be a drisa, even if it attacks a larger bird than it. With regards to other birds of prey, they are only able to render a bird they attack to be a drusa if it is of its equal size. And if they attack a bird which is larger than them, they do not render it a drusa. A weasel that attacks a bird also is able to make it into a drusa. With regards to a dog, though, that attacks any animal, whether a bird or a domesticated, undomesticated creature, it does not make it into a drusa. With regards to a hawk, again, a very powerful type of bird of prey, if it attacks a young sheep or a goat, a kid or a lamb, and its talons are able to penetrate to the animal's inner cavity of its chest, then that can also render it a drusa. With regards to making an animal a drisa, it's only when it attacks with its front legs, when we're dealing with an animal such as a lion, but not with its hind legs. Also, when we refer to an animal as being made into a drusa, it's only when it was attacked by the claws of the predator, but with teeth that does not make us be concerned that maybe it had become a drusa. Elim kain nikiv ad beis achalo. Unless, of course, the teeth had penetrated to the point where it reached the inner cavity of the animal's chest. In that circumstance, bodkin shemenikav echan minei barb shentreves minei kibasa. We must check to see whether or not one of the limbs, which, if punctured, can render the animal a treifa, had been punctured. In addition, it can only render an animal as a drusa if the animal that had been attacking had done so intentionally. If, however, the predator had fallen and had its claws sink into the animal that was the prey, not on purpose though, in that case, that does not render it into a drusa. In addition, it can only render an animal as a drusa if it was alive. If, however, let's say a lion had attacked an ox, and in the process it had been killed as it was trying to kill its prey, even though its nails had been dug into it, nonetheless, if they had only been removed after it had died, then we needn't be concerned that the ox in that circumstance would have become a drusa. Now, what are the halachos regarding an animal which is defined halachically as a drusa? With regards to any animal that we've defined thus far as potentially being concerned that it might be a drusa, we slaughter it and then examine its inner cavity all the way from the end of its thigh until its skull. If, after examination, we find it to be completely whole, lacking any of the signs of being a treifa, doesn't have any mark of having been a drusa animal, in that circumstance it's permitted. If, however, there's a sign that it had been attacked, mauled in this fashion, to make it a drusa, then it's classified as a treifa halachically and is forbidden to eat on a biblical level. Now, what counts as a sign that it had been mauled? That the flesh above its intestines had turned red. If the flesh above the intestines had begun to decay to the point where it became like the type of flesh of an animal which a doctor would scrape away from a wound, in that case, we consider the flesh as if it's gone, and the animal is classified as a treifa. If an animal had attacked one of the cattle in its neck to the point where the signs, which are normally cut to render it as properly slaughtered, have now been damaged and they turn red, then the animal that had been attacked is turned into a treifa. And this is even if there was only a slight wound, a small amount. Once it's turned red because of the act of drusa, so then it's classified as a treifa. Halacha Yud Aleph. Safik drusa asura ashi tibare kedrusa vadas. An animal which may have been attacked in this fashion is considered to be just as forbidden as an animal which certainly had been attacked in this fashion until it has been checked. Ketzad, I'm going to illustrate. Arisha nechnas the base shvarim. V'nim se tziporin begabo shel echan mehen. Chosh shen shem ari drasa. If a lion had made its way in to a herd of oxen, and we discover one of its claws in the back of one of these animals, we must be concerned that this lion had trampled upon it. And we don't say instead that perhaps it had rubbed up against the wall and had gotten this nail stuck in it. Similarly, if a fox or a marten enters into a chicken coop, and this predator remains silent while all the birds are squawking and calling and the like, in that case we have to be concerned that maybe it had done drisa to one of them. However, if instead it's roaring and they're screaming, squawking again out of fear from its roar, and similarly, if it had chopped off the head of one of them, then we assume that it had vented its anger. If both it and they are silent, in these circumstances, we needn't be concerned. Because had it attacked, then they would have been squawking. Final lach on the barak. If there's a question as to whether or not such a predator had entered into this group of animals, or if we had seen it enter, but we don't know whether this animal is one of the ones which will attack such other creatures. And similarly, in a case where a bird had entered among some woods or among some reeds and came out and it was bleeding from its head or from its neck, we needn't be concerned in these cases, Shema Nitra, then maybe it had been attacked. Instead, in that case, we say maybe it had hurt itself amongst those trees and therefore it is bleeding. Have a wonderful day.